to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big tea popping bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father Fortin Bears grilling food on deck. Gary Poppins with the jokes, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Burping herb, mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painted skies, and a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bring you know the new crew. We got the patio life, good times feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Hey guys, welcome to the patio. It's hump day, everybody. And man, we got a damn good show for y'all.
Damn good.
Here we go. I get pulled up and I can't remember the show. All right, the Mexico attacked New York City. I got proof that it happened. There was a big ship attacked New York City. The Diddy trial is underway, and man, are they diddying. Caitlin, Dave, and the Angel. I thought that was the best description I had for it. Caitlin, Dave, and Angel. I think I can make a movie about that. Father Fortinberry, how are you?
I'm doing well. Look, I'm batting down the hatches, waiting for the invasion. We're already in the middle of an invasion from Mexico. They're attacking by sea now. They went from land attacks to sea attacks. I just lost my.
There it went.
Where'd you lose?
Oh, that came back.
Oh, it came back.
Digital stuff is freaking out.
There ain't no telling. We had digital problems. We had storms come through here.
Carry on.
Let me see if we hit the right button. Gary, how are you this evening?
I'm doing great. I am having a nice old fashioned, an old McDonald's cup. And I enjoy that. And I would also like to give a shout out to Daniel. Thank you for this past weekend. We had a good time.
We did.
Good bottle share.
I saw you had a large time.
I had a great time.
We had a great, great time.
I had a great time.
Bourbon Nerd, what's going on, Bourbon Nerd?
What's up, everybody? Hey, y'all. Got a little camping trip going on this weekend. Hope it don't rain us out.
You gonna go live from the camping trip like you did last time? I'm sure I'm gonna be live at some point.
If I have some service, I will.
You gonna go squatching?
I'll be driving around.
That's a good thought.
There you go. Go squatching.
Go squatching. You could be Bobo.
What's Bobo?
I can't trust anything he said. Y'all remember that show?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
On
Squatch Hunter.
Squatch Hunter is like.
I remember Bobo. My father-in-law used to watch Bobo.
How can you trust anything Bobo says? His name's Bobo. I'm Bobo.
And we got a special guest in studio tonight, a bourbon legend. You guys know him as the tall guy in the background, but it's Austin. What's going on, Austin?
Yeah, guys. It's Austin, one of the bourbon legends. I am 6'5 or 6'6, depending on what my driver's license says.
That's all?
That is
all. Oh, little ass. I told everybody you was a like slim foot.
Depends on what.
Maybe, dude, come on, man.
Depends on what Link's story is running out of.
Yeah, let's get some
boots. If I'm getting next dock, then
I'll
hook
7 foot.
Yeah.
He runs out on his knees.
But welcome to the patio, Austin. Anything you'd like to tell the people at home that maybe hadn't seen you before?
Nah, not really. They figured it out along the way.
There we go. Let's see if he's funny or he's going to sit there like a knot on the log. I warned him when we get rolling, we get to rolling. We get off in the weeds. We spend so much time in the weeds. And to remind all you in the chat, we'll get to the chat a little bit later tonight.
I'm a little sad he's going to see how the sausage is made and be like, man, show anything.
Yeah, he asked me when he got here if our studio's out in the shop. I said, no, come with me.
Just make sure you follow the script. Make sure you follow the script that we handed to you.
He didn't give me a script.
Oh, okay.
You fit in perfect.
You fit in perfect. Right.
And if any of y'all out there would like to come join us, feel free to.
Mine's in the shop and it's hot.
Here's the picture. I know y'all going to think this is like from 1942.
My head again.
1942 or something.
Yes, because they were using wooden ships. And what we invaded Normandy with was wooden ships. Actually, we did. Side note, we actually did.
So, now the strange thing I saw was these people standing on the front.
The sad part was the people sitting.
So
there.
New York City
under attack.
Mayor Eric Adams said. People suffered serious injuries and later died. Dang, two people died. That's terrible. Cause of the collision under investigation. I bet.
Ship was too tall. I got to figure it out. Look, I can save them.
Miscalculated.
I can save them millions of dollars.
So with all those people on the so this week they are doing like remember?
Yes,
I think it is.
So we're under attack by Mexico.
I saw was these people.
I saw a video.
And were the people on the arms of the, what do you
it
call
it? It was night and there was lights all over the mast and stuff.
They were the two.
I snuck up on him again.
Did I was gonna wonder. I bet it was high tide. Did someone say land ho? That'd been awesome.
Who has broke protocol?
Oh. You broke protocol.
It's a rookie. It's a rookie.
We're live.
It's live. You have more hours.
There's only probably one member of the patio with more hours live than you.
The rookie mistake.
Rookie mistake.
Did you see the look on his face? Did you see the look on his face? That dude was mortified.
I knew who it was. My dad.
If it's Mac, just put him on live.
He went live with me when we was
camping. He did. So when's the Mexican Air Force coming in? We didn't see the Navy, and they're already invading on by troops on ground.
So this boat's called the Cuauhtemoc. It's 297 feet long, 40 feet wide.
How tall is it?
160 feet tall.
That's the important.
No, it's about 20 foot too tall.
Hey, check this out, though. That ship left.
It was.
It fits now.
It sets out at the end of classes at the Naval Military School to finish cadet training. This year, it left the Mexico port of Acapulco. Now, Acapulco, is that on the Pacific side?
I think so.
Yeah, Pacific coast. I mean,
Mexican geography is not great.
It arrived in New York City on May the 13th. So it's been there for several days. I bet you they went multiple times underneath that bridge.
I will say, I agree with Terry. It's probably a high tide.
High tide. Do you think that they can
raise all ships?
But now, can you not take scuba down there and like investigate the shipwreck?
It didn't sink.
Oh, jeez.
It is. Oh,
that's not fun.
I didn't see the complete video.
It's part of another Johnny Depp movie.
It could be.
Oh. It did look like a.
He did walk into New York, didn't he? He came off the map.
Were there people on the very top? Yes. That's what I thought.
Did they jump off? Did they hit the bridge? They hit the bridge, right?
Yeah. Someone
jumped off.
You know how Wile E. Coyote was like stuck to the side of a.
That's exactly how they were.
The rock collectors.
You should be ashamed of yourself. People were.
Oh, you're right. I should have said that in Spanish. El Bridgo Stucco. Like that?
Okay.
Some people got stucco on their houses, Jamie.
It arrived in New York City on May 13th, where visitors were welcome for several days. The Mexican consulate said that the ship was scheduled to visit 22 ports, 15 nations, over 254 days, with 170 of them at sea.
I'm guessing
you know what really happened? Somebody didn't want to be at sea for 170 days.
So I'm going to guess they cut this short.
They were getting rickets.
scabies.
They ran out of potatoes. That's what the potatoes were going bad.
But did they enter? Did they enter the port legally?
I don't know.
Ooh. Tom Homan may be headed there.
You know what? You're right. That's a good way to sneak in. People ain't supposed to be here. Say, we got the Navy coming in. We're going to have a little celebration.
Yeah, and we put 400 illegals on the mast. That's the way. Look, you know what I always said? If you're going somewhere you're not supposed to be, you got to act like you belong and just walk in that mug.
Yeah.
You don't sneak in the back. So look, they're guarding the back entrance. They're not guarding the front.
Now, look, they got free health care.
Everything that they said they wasn't going to do.
This is terrible.
We got an email today from our company about ice raids.
Life in the patio?
No. Not my side. Not this.
everyone here has legal papers.
Not my main job. My side job. And a side note, I also heard the ice decked out a wagon to make it look like a taco truck.
Nice. That's
biting
them.
Classic.
Look, that got me too, though. I'd be like,
but you're legal.
Yeah. There's no resting folks, apparently.
So
they sent this email out, and it's like, it is management. It gives us directive on what we need to do. And I'm like, I'm just getting out of the way.
You got to get out of the way.
No, they told us to examine the warrant and make sure it's legal. And I'm like,
how do you know if it's legal? I could print something off right now, and you'd be like, I don't know if that's legal or not.
If the paperwork I'm getting from them is legal, much less the warrant's illegal.
Is there a stamp on it? It could have been one of them smiley face stamps. That looks official.
So my plan is to hide my buddy, and then just we'll run out.
You could hide him under your shirt like a papoosh. Maybe we should buy you a papoosh.
No. He's slightly bigger than I am.
Well, maybe Mexico is not. Maybe they're just claiming what happened in New York.
Hold on, let's back up. That's a geographical oddity. We have a Mexican that's bigger than you are. Let's revisit that for a minute.
I said, look at him. Does he look like he's a malnutrition? He clearly is an American.
I mean, yeah, he's American.
Oh, he's a good friend of mine, man. He listens to the show and stuff.
Oh, so he's listening now, probably.
Possibly. I don't know how.
He speak English then?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't be that good of friends if you didn't. I mean,
Jamie will
protect him. Not that I hate people who speak Spanish, but I couldn't talk to him.
Put him on your back and you'll run him
He's
out.
He's actually wanted to come on here and do some shorts for us in Spanish.
He's going to wear shorts?
Oh, wow. Like, if we could get the whole, like, Mexican Empire.
Oh, no, he's a
good How dude. You say patio in Spanish? Somebody speaks Spanish.
Sure. Patio-nian.
Patio-nian, that's a...
That don't sound right, but somehow it does.
No, patio.
You added an extra
El Patio.
Yeah,
El patio.
You add ale to anything. That's Spanish.
But somehow it doesn't sound
El
right.
Bourbon-o. El Bourbon-o.
I know El Pupitre is chair.
Oh, okay. Nice. So is New York the New Mexico Plymouth Rock? Is that what that is?
Yeah, we didn't run to that bridge. That bridge ran to exactly. us.
So now they established their dominance in New York by hitting the bridge. Yeah.
I'm disappointing y'all. Their people died. Yeah, that y'all make fun. Prayers go out to
them. Our stories are funny. It's not funny that they ran into the bridge.
No, it's not funny.
I should have put some more
Mexicans. They died running the bridge.
They should have put some more Mexicans on it.
You know what? They needed more weight. You're right.
They needed more weight.
See.
That's
need
what I'm
more.
Talking about.
If me and Jamie, then we've been ballast.
Oh, you, Jamie, and his buddy.
The front end of that shit would have
the front end is fine. It gets the mass down.
So what you do as you're coming up the bridge, y'all run to the front. And then when you go up on the bridge, you run to the back.
What's that movie Shallow Hal? We'll be like Shallow Hal in the big ship.
Exactly. That's what y'all do.
That's a great movie, by the way.
Well, I like Shallow Hal. They could all ran to one side of the mast and just
do a teeter totter.
Like a wing dip.
Yeah, there you go.
Or they could have measured.
Check this headline out. So Diddy Combs, have y'all been following any of this stuff from the trial? It's if you thought it was disturbing, it's even more disturbing. Ultimately, though, I'm not sure the dude did anything illegal. They were just freaky as all good.
I can't wait for the made-for-TV movie come out.
It won't be. Talk to your mic, Austin.
What?
Talking to your mic. See, there's the instinct. You got one to talk to somebody. Yeah. Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking trial has shown shocking photos from a raid on his Miami mansion that included, if you're surprised by any of these, raise your hand, guns, drugs. Now, this next part, I'm not even sure what industrial quantities of freak off paraphernalia.
Oh, industrial.
And boxes of women's high heels.
Stiletto. Did that
fall into the last category?
I think so.
What is industrial quantity, though? How much is industrial?
All of it.
It is. Marty's right. All of it.
Maybe it's like a
metric ton.
Cases.
So like in old school, they had KY jelly that blue was a rat.
Gary knows how many bottles of...
maybe it's like a...
Maybe oil was included.
Maybe it's a stainless steel food grade stripper pole. That's industrial.
You have a whole like room full of stripper poles?
You could, with baby oil and everything.
Why?
One heck of a party.
Why not?
Hey, did he have Lizzo to parties? He might have like a full blown stripper pole.
He couldn't have Lizzo there. Didn't he have a weight limit or something or a height?
He did have a weight limit.
Oh, did he really?
Yes, he had a height and like weight limit.
You wouldn't have made it.
Yeah, I would have
made the cut.
Nobody.
He didn't want to watch Cassie with some fat guys. The dude named the Punisher. Have y'all seen a picture of this Punisher guy?
No.
Oh my gosh, I gotta show you. So the Diddy Punisher, he apparently testified today. Let me see if I find a photo of this.
Punisher?
Yeah. And it, look.
That was not my nickname in high school.
Here he is. Let's see if that'll pull up for me. No. Yeah, that was it. No, that's not it. Hold on. Oh, there he was. There he is.
Whoa. I want to go back to that picture.
Well, I'm trying to get there. Hold on. I'll get there in a minute. Y'all keep talking. Let me find a picture of the Punisher.
The Punisher.
Yeah, though, we would exceed the weight limit.
So did he like stay in the room the whole time or did he just roam around?
That's the watcher.
He was the watcher.
Yeah. I think that
they'd be so disappointed if they didn't think that was the Punisher. they'd be like the mildly disappointer.
They're like, it's 5 minutes. We're the snack bar open.
Dang it.
Let's take a break.
Here we go. Board,
I got baby with my eye.
No, you don't use the.
What? Say OSHA approved.
You don't use that one. Oh, it burns worse. Oh. I want to say you have to manually. Never mind.
Well, I got a, like a y'all like saw a quick whiff of it. Now I can't find a picture of the punch. Yes, here we go. Here we go. I think I found one.
That's what they said at the party. Got a quick whiff of it.
Let's see. Pull it. I think. Well, hopefully, we can see it.
That's my head again.
There it is. There's the punishment.
Oh,
Lou
Bedio. Hold up. Y'all ain't gonna tell me that ain't R. Kelly.
This dude
might be.
He's the punisher, man.
It could be.
It could be R. Kelly.
Did he pee on somebody?
You didn't hear the first testimony. She apparently that was part of their fetishes.
Really?
Oh, so they're really That's, getting freaky with it.
They was like R. Kelly. Back at the hotel. What's that R. Kelly song? The where he talks about the
lie. Remix to Ignition.
Yeah, Remix to Ignition. That's it.
Getting hot in the kitchen.
Fresh and hot out the kitchen.
Fresh and hot out the kitchen.
Can I get a beep, beep? That's about
it. Now, the song came out with.
I know every single word. Give me play it.
Rolling on 20 foes.
Something about my afro or no, let me afro.
Remix to Ignition. Fresh and hot out the kitchen. Everybody rolling.
Girling me. Missing.
No, gosh.
Everybody in here wishing.
Wishing. That was it. Gary almost got it.
Wait, look, we're so close.
Sipping on Coke and rum.
Yeah.
I like actually, Gary,
you're
drunk.
Pretty good with that.
Oh, look at me.
Don't worry about it.
I was going to say, we will sing it. You know that.
We will. We're singers.
Coke and rum. Like, that's something I cannot.
Yeah.
Can't think of it. But we sang it a lot when we was in our
20s. Yeah, when we were
here's some pictures. Oh, I got pictures.
In our pre-prime.
There's the baby oil.
Ooh.
Industrial.
What is the purple top? Is that more expensive?
That's like, Astroglide right there.
It is. That's not baby oil.
That's good stuff.
Yeah,
that's all I've heard. What is that? I can tell an earplug or enemas.
No, they're a bag of golden
teachers. That's some kind of pill.
What are
250 milligrams.
What?
Magic mushrooms. It
says. God, I hope you swallow those.
What else would you do with them?
I don't know.
Sure you could take them however you want.
There's some erectile drugs.
Diddy bug.
The Diddy Pelican box. You better watch that.
They can't even show you what's in there.
They can't even. Oh, they did.
That's just drugs. That's a grinder and stuff.
Other drugs.
Ooh. Those are colorful.
Look how just for men right there. That's a lot of just for men.
That is.
That's how he takes care of black hair.
Well, you see how.
You see how gray he is?
He's really gray. That was the Diddlers.
Just see if there's any other cool photos here. There we go.
What was he hugging himself for?
Because he loved himself, Gary. If you don't love yourself, how are you going to love him? What was written on that?
Okay. I'm going to say this. You're Diddy and that's your sink. That's kind of a blood sink.
Yeah, he's just
gold, brother. That's 24 karat gold.
Yeah, but
you got a 24-karat plumbing.
What about plumbing ain't showing?
That's Poppy right.
Poppy lingerie.
Ooh, what's wrong with that?
There goes them stiletto.
There's them stiletto. Oh, but Austin and stilettos, he'd be 7 foot tall.
The rope.
They can actually put goldfish in those stilettos.
There we go. Nice.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah. Angel Reese is in trouble.
Oh, because she's not that good.
Look, the WNBA started the season off with a bang. I think Tom Black's in the chat. He can contribute.
He was probably filming it, wasn't he?
Yeah. Well, Angel Reese.
They played his team yesterday, I think.
Did they? Caitlin Clark did?
Yeah, I believe. Yeah.
They ought to just call them the Caitlin Clarks. That's what I call them.
Yeah.
But she shared a TikTok trolling white girl Caitlin Clark as bitter WNBA rivalry intensifies. Apparently during the first game.
Is it a rivalry?
Well, according to them, it is. It looks like a rivalry. It looks like, where'd it go?
So if you watch that replay, if you take it back like 5 seconds, you know what happened.
It was a hard foul, but
what's her face? Oh, Reese pushed her girl.
Pushed Boston.
Whatever it was.
Pushed your girl. Oh, that's your girl?
No, that was Caitlin Clark's girl. Pushed Caitlin Clark's girl.
Detective Stabler was not going to stand for it.
And she could not stand for it.
Detective Stabler. Doom, doom, doom. Here's the video.
The Iowa Blackhawk came out and went,
ah. Here's the video. She went after.
She wasn't going to do nothing.
Here we go.
Hard foul.
But that was flop. That's a LeBron flop. That was a LeBron. She said, touch me, girl.
That wasn't that hard of a foul.
Oh, that was a bad flop.
So then, look, they booed Angel Reese shooting a free throw, and she's claiming it was racist. I got no. I booed everybody that's shooting a free throw for anybody my team is playing against. Yeah.
Well, you know, Portnoy's in trouble too because he was involved in it.
Who?
Yeah. Well, no. Here's what Dave Portnoy. He was there. Portnoy. He's a big fan. But he gave advice to Caitlin Clark. He would put the NBA out of business, and he's right. He says that she should go start her own women's basketball league.
Why? The current one's terrible.
Exactly. That's why she should. He would sponsor
two bad products.
No, I bet you she could put some that 3-on-3 version of women's that basketball big would be
three.
Worth watching.
No, women's basketball, they need to lower the goal. That's it.
So they can dunk.
Yes, lower the goal.
I mean, if Angel Reese is dunking on people,
that's next level. That's way better. That's what I'm taking off. Just put them in bikinis. They'll be all right.
Yeah,
Angel Reese likes to dress like that anyway.
Yeah,
but I mean, how tall is Angel Reese?
6'3".
Like 6'3". Okay,
that's it.
Yeah,
but she could probably dunk on a 9-foot goal.
Probably.
Yeah,
I'm 6'3". I can.
Then she could actually score on Caitlin Clark. You know.
So, how much more enjoyable would that league be if they could dunk?
Way more enjoyable. Way more. I would love watching it.
People love the long balls, and people love watching them throw down. I mean, that's it.
And Caitlin's throwing the long balls. Hold on.
Did y'all see the whole Brittany Griner challenged Andre Drummond's? Was it Andre Drummond's?
I don't know.
Yeah, go look that
up. You're the big fan of girls' basketball.
No, it came across my
hey, you know what? Though? I know somebody knows Brittany Griner, and they're in the chat.
But Brittany Griner apparently challenged, like, I think it's Andre Drummond's or something like that.
So, and there's not an issue with women's sports. Women's sports does not have an issue. Women's not even WNBA is an issue. They're not good.
Well, it's also because it's for women, and women should watch.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what's good.
Well, softball. I watch softball.
I love watching softball.
Yeah. Go to the Atlanta Dreams and watch them play because that'd be a great fan experience.
The Atlanta Dreams.
What do they do? They're the WNBA team for Atlanta. Yeah. That'd be a great fan experience down there.
I mean, yeah. I guess.
Did you hear that this was last year, for the first time in recent memory, Atlanta is predominantly not black.
What you talking about, Willis?
Yep, it's like 48% black now.
Hmm.
It's probably still majority black, but that was big news.
Hmm.
They called it what they call white people move in.
Let's talk about a sport
to Atlanta.
Gentrification.
I don't know.
Gentrification. Let's talk about a sport everybody does care about.
Gentrification. That's terrible.
Gentrification. That's what happened in my house.
That's when Gary or Terry moves in.
My house. Jason Kelce went to try to save the tush push. NFL owners was about to vote it out, but they did not. They decided to keep the tush push in.
I bet Diddy agreed with him.
That's what it lube. That's why he got all that lube.
That's not outlawed in the diddler, is it?
The diddler is push city.
I was gonna say to get the diddler to move, you gotta get out and push with your tush. That's what really happened.
It's actually required.
Yes.
22 teams voted to ban it while 10 voted to keep it, leaving those against the play 2 votes short of the 24 needed. Boy, it's pretty close.
Well, they say it's dangerous.
And I get that, but
I mean, I think it's BS to get to outlaw it, but we're also in a time when they don't allow, like, what is it down in the NFL or college where you can't do touchbacks or where you have to do touchbacks or whatever?
I don't know.
They don't hardly let people run kickoffs back anymore.
Oh, you're talking about college. College.
No, they give you better yardage.
Yeah, college, like, you just call it and then put you on the 25 or whatever, 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever it is.
Look, nobody else is as successful as the Eagles with it, so I'm really surprised it didn't stay.
They weren't that successful this year.
Them other 10 teams were like, we're working on it in the offseason.
I think Kelce made it successful.
Oh, yeah.
Kelce wasn't even there this year.
They weren't that good at it this year. They weren't
as dominant. Well,
They still won, but...
Yeah, but they had a pretty good season.
They started a pretty good season, but they went from 99% to 90.
I heard of.
You can ask us.
You can ask.
Put the axe down.
Not winning the Super Bowl, does that mean you failed in the NFL for the season?
Ask the Bills.
No.
Ask the 31-2.
But, you know, you hear.
Yeah, it actually does.
You hear talking. No, it doesn't.
When you're the Kansas City Chiefs,
yes.
When you're the Minnesota Vikings who've never won one, no. But when you're Kansas City, you make it there and don't win it.
Kansas City going to the conference title. That's just a successful season.
Or if you're the Atlanta Falcons really dominating and end up losing in the end. That was a sad day. That was a loss.
Sad
I think what describes a failure of the season is when you should win and you don't. Like Arkansas when we dropped the ball in baseball. I'd hate to bring it up, but you know what I'm saying.
You didn't drop it. You never touched it.
So check this out. Senate today.
That hurt.
Passed the No Tax on Tips Act. I thought
strippers
it was part of
everywhere.
I thought it was the big beautiful bill, but no. Apparently, they decided to vote on it separately, and they passed the No Tax on Tips. I've now officially asked my entire salary to be paid in tips. Will no longer be paid in salary. I only want tips from here on out. You can put them in my underwear if you want.
He's got a suggestion box.
I got a tip in my underwear already.
Instead of a suggestion box outside, he's got a tip box.
Tip box. Yeah, there you go. I'm going to use tip box outside. Yeah, there you go.
Tip box.
What do y'all think about that?
I love it. I
think it's great.
I do. I mean, especially if you're doing cash money.
Yeah.
I buy it would go as far as a cash tip should be.
Because when I'm giving a tip, I don't ever think about how much of this tip is going to be taken out in taxes from that person taking
it. You tip somebody, do you tip on the total bill or pre-tax?
It should be pre-tax. However,
why would you tip on the government getting their hands on it? So if my bill is $100,
still going to them though, right?
If my bill is $100, the add the tax is $110. Why should I tip on $110? I should tip on $100.
You make a good point.
If they get all the tip, for your tax.
Say that again.
Why are you hurting the server for the tax?
Why is it hurting them? They're still getting tipped on what my bill is.
On the value of the food.
Yes, the value of the food.
Yeah.
However, if you add gratuity, I am not tipping no more.
I don't tip.
Once you add that, that's what you get.
Something else too. I don't worry about percentages.
Yeah.
I'm going to tip to a nice round number. I don't care if it hurts me or hurts you. I'm not doing a bunch of high math here.
You know what?
I don't want change.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I prefer when they have you pay and they bring it to you and it's already calculated 15, 20, 25.
Yeah, just hit the button.
If I'm paying and if that's not on there, I'm not going to be sitting here doing a calculator. If my bill's $15, I'm going to do probably 18. Give you $3 tip. Make my math easy.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm not trying to do 18% of 15. Speaking of eating.
I like eating.
Let me tell you a story. I can ask what's considered etiquette. So we're eating at the Covert in Memphis the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Not our waitress, the waitress next to us.
Oh yeah.
We had a heart attack. While we're at lunch.
Okay.
And it's pandemonium.
Uh-huh.
Is it appropriate for me to keep eating? I mean, I only got a limited time to eat.
I mean, is she just laying there beside you?
Well, but she was a couple of feet away. I mean, she wasn't touching. I couldn't reach over to CPR or nothing.
You certified to do CPR? Hold on.
Did the restaurant still bill you for your food?
Yeah, there were doctors there.
Leave it up to doctors. Not your problem.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, if there's nothing you could do, I would probably keep eating because the restaurant's still going to charge you for that food. I guarantee it.
And my corn pudding was delicious. Did I want to stop?
Now, if you kept eating and you could have saved her, like she was choking and you were sitting there watching, you know.
You should have been like, ma'am, can I get back to the table?
Man, my drink's slow.
No, I don't know if y'all ever ate at the Covert, but we were the youngest people there by 40 years. And it was our table of construction workers. We were all in our 40s. And there was a waitress who was probably in her 30s. Everybody in this whole restaurant's 70, 80, 90 years old.
So were the 90-year-olds doing CPR now?
No.
Okay, that's another question.
There's an old doctor. But the waitress who's young, she keeps coming over to our table to get us play-by-plays because we're the only people in her age group. So we're just at age. She's like, oh, she's on the floor. She'll come back. They have her feet up. Like, she came back to the
you couldn't just see it?
Well, I mean, behind me. I wasn't trying to look. I was just eating.
You was trying to look.
You didn't like put your phone out there trying to take a selfie?
Yeah, I did.
It is video going as
I should have went live. I should have done a live show.
Hey, I want to remind y'all, 7:30, I won't be on at 7:30, but we will be, the Legends will be doing their Discord tonight, and it's toasted turkey. Toasted anything. But we do have some whiskey tonight that Alton brought. He wants us to try.
Well, thank you.
What is it?
Yep. This is...
Oh, I've been trying this right here.
The Woodford double oak.
Oh, double double. Oh.
All right. So
tell us about it, Austin.
The double double.
I don't know much about this. It's like all the Woodford products I like.
He just read the label.
Yeah. Got for $200.
All right. So it's Woodford double double oak. I got a Glen right here.
It Jeremy used to be distillery only. I think it's what, 90.
I'm just going to put mine right here.
Is it 94 point something?
90.4, I think.
90.4.
Okay.
90.4. Look, this is the 2024.
Y'all gonna stroke it? I'd put mine on a little bit of ice.
And look, I tell you what, I've got the it's out in the garage. The double double oak Santa's version.
That's delicious.
It's one of the only wood products I like.
I love wood. And that right there.
I had a gun over here.
Okay.
121 bash proof. We tried over the weekend. Fantastic.
There's one. It's not as harsh as that double oak.
This one, Marty and I actually had the privilege of trying the first batch that was distillery only coming in. You can pass that back to Austin over.
That's a
you need a Glen, Austin?
Sexy bottle.
No, I got one.
Okay.
I actually got two over here.
He brought his own Glen.
Man, that nose, there's so much oak there. It feels like it could be quadruple oak instead of double oak.
I love Woodford. And we were at the airport one day and getting ready to fly out of Orlando. And our plane was delayed, and I was like, man, let's go to the airport or go to the lounge and drink. So they pour me a double on ice, and this thing is mad. It's probably a quadruple.
Oh, she did what again? Okay, I like it.
She quadrupled.
She girdled on you?
And,
Austin, yes. How long has that been open?
Month.
That's better than the first one I tried. Way better. Not even close.
As soon as I get my first sip, that my buddy's phone rings. I was like, oh, the plane's ready. I slammed this thing. And then he says, oh, man, holy, he said, you should have done that because we got another hour or so.
So you need another double.
I got another one. And it was just as heavy. I get on this plane flying back to Memphis. And I'm like pissing with the door open. And it's bad. Like, I don't know how to get security called on me.
I was always come back from Hawaii. The flight attendant.
That's a subtle brag. But go ahead.
Kept dropping little bottles of Woodford off. Made to me two at a time because on the way over, we ran out of whiskey on the way over.
It's insane.
And so I think I've got like six or eight little Woodfords over there.
Was it the same girl or did you just let her know you ran out on the way?
Same guy. He kept every time he come by, he'd give me two and my wife two. And finally, my pockets were like full. Gary, you'd have been so proud.
Did you have cargo pants to hold this?
No. Hey, this, look, this Woodford double oak is way, way better than I remember it being.
Yeah, that's good.
That's way better. First time I've tried it once before, and this is way better than it was originally.
Now, Monty, I know you're a big fan of that batch proof we had over the weekend. Which one do you like better, this one or that batch proof?
Man, I don't know.
The proof on the other one's not, they're very similar, actually.
This is, I think this has got more oak, but the other one was, I want to say, more sweet, I guess.
Yep.
I want to say, I like a higher proof, but
yeah. But, y'all found the best use of that ball at second glance. That's what it's good for right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hold the camera.
Sorry, I'm tall.
No, it's terrible.
Let's see. What else y'all want to talk about? We've been on for about 30 minutes.
Yeah, 33 minutes.
33. What else seconds? You got to talk about? You want me to go to chat?
You want to go to chat?
Bring chat down here. Okay.
$300.
We got Fly Fisher. We got Tracy Silly Yorkie.
See what she's talking about.
For me, who else? Ernest Peacock in the house. Ernest has got him a logo now.
Oh,
show me the proof, David Tenko.
How's he not going to have a peacock, though? Is his logo?
I know it's coming.
I was still NBC's logo.
Yeah.
Mike Brock in the house. Cast 529 Brian. Check them out in an hour from now.
Yes, an hour from now.
Yep.
Some very good people and a great show.
Where's Ernest?
Mm-hmm.
David Tenko. I think I called everybody out. We got 28 watching, but I don't think everybody's coming. There we go.
Show
me the proof. Yeah. So look, that Woodford Double Dog is pretty good. There's Torup showing up.
Torup.
Great day for Torup. Bitcoin hit a new all-time high.
Oh, is it?
That's a peacock. It's a
peacock dragon.
Yeah. Bitcoin hit an all-time high today.
I'm dragging my peacock.
He sure is.
Man, that was solid right there. That was good. That was really good. That's far better than I recall it being. What else y'all want to talk about, boys?
How you doing? What? SEC what? Tournament starting up.
Hogs play Friday. Yep. We don't play the Friday. We got a bye through the first round. I didn't even look to see who's been winning.
Got a holiday coming up.
Oh, Memorial Day's coming up this weekend. Don't feel right to be Memorial Day this weekend. And the Marion Patriot baseball team
tomorrow is
playing for a championship.
Spank
Joe, that's the Bourbon Santa's son, playing for the single A state championship right before our Marion boys.
Oh, nice.
They play at 1. We don't play the 7. I was hoping to get there in time to see. I don't think I'm going to make it. But maybe we'll run into Santa. We're going to be over at Conway. So you're going.
Yep.
You going, Gary?
I will not, but my wife and the kid are.
Are they? Oh, okay. Yeah,
how come Xander, you're not going? Because it's Thursday. I'm way tired, and I'm watch Tegan.
Bring Tegan.
Take Tegan.
Nope, can't take it.
I'm taking the Farrell Fortenberry.
Well, we're going.
Can't take Tegan. But Jamie and the Farrell Fortenberry. Whitney will be there.
Okay, we'll be there. We'll be there. We'll be out in the
stand. Yeah, I'll be riding the Kia Mobile. And
well, you know, I can't go because then people think I'm scouting other kids, you know.
Oh, Doc's live. Doc's live too. I didn't realize Doc was live. Okay, Marty, play us out of here.
Play us out.
Father Fortenberry Park Word.
Hey guys, good show. Thanks for watching. Thank you, Austin, for joining us. And you know, thank Father Fortenberry for just being here.
It was a miracle. You
it was. Tonight. That was. It was really.
Yeah, Avery. Or Austin. Never mind.
Really.
Yeah, you did well. You did well. You weren't scared. You weren't running for the mic. Yeah,
thanks for joining us. Please triple tap that like button. Don't double tap it. Triple tap it. We really enjoy you watching us.
Marty.
Hey, guys. Thanks for watching. Awesome. Come back anytime. If you don't mind, leave a comment.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us. Hit that like button. Touch it. Like it. Love us. Hate us. It don't matter. But life in the patio. We out of here.
Outlaw.